Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We share our embarrassing stories, we share yours, sometimes you share yours, and we love that the most. We're here to bring laughter and levity to your day. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate. Let's turn Beat Red.
How was your week?
How's your week? There was a delay. I asked first, but I didn't actually say it first. So
I don't think
in my head I did.
But...
So okay, tell me, how was your week?
Okay. And you can give me like a what you're watching if you're watching anything now too. But so my week was a little bonkers. I ended up moving my dad. He's in a memory care facility. I ended up moving him to another one, which was very stressful, but very necessary. And we think it's going to be a much better fit for him because basically he was the highest functioning out of everyone there. And a lot of people, the majority of the people left there were nonverbal.
Okay.
So he wasn't really getting the mental stimulation that he needs to, you know.
Yeah.
Stop the mental deterioration, you know, like you do need a lot of mental stimulation. So we've moved into a place where there are a lot of verbal people and it's much bigger. It's much brighter. It's open and airy and beautiful and we're excited about it. So,
so good.
That's what I've been dealing
with. It's a lot of work, Katie. It's a lot of emotional work too. I mean, can imagine. It's a lot. You're exhausted.
I've been writing a ton and just trying to like process everything that way because that was my first love. And, you know, writing my feelings in poetry and creative writing, like always, it's actually why I got into singing in the first place because I loved writing song lyrics. But the writing part, you know, has stuck with me and I've just been getting back into it. I have my little Substack and I'm writing away and it's been a good way to process. So that's been nice.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah. And I'm so in awe of you because you are juggling a million things. You have a brand new environment and you're, you know, seeing your dad and helping him and helping your mom and just being around family. And it's winter time and it's like winter
is
coming.
Winter time. And it's been raining. It rained here like crazy.
It did. Well, it rained here like crazy too last week. It was like torrential.
You had an insane amount of rain I saw for like 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, it was like, it was a long time. It was all through. It was like through the holidays entirely. So, but I mean, you're doing it and I'm glad you're writing and you should keep writing and, you know, maybe more songs will come. Like, who knows? It's like, I think this should just, you have to keep that channel open because.
You got to keep it going.
Well, yeah. Well, it's healing and it's also like, really, I'm sure. I mean, I've read your Substack. It's really beautiful, and it'll be something to look back on. You know, something to look back on in like 20, 30 years, where you're like, wow, that's where I was. It's good.
I love your dress. It's so pretty.
Thank you so much. I got it at a thrift store.
And nice. How was your week? What's going on? What are you watching? Anything like that?
What am I watching? Nothing. I'm like not. I said this last week, but like it's been a lead up to sort of like having my son go away to school for 6 hours a day. And I'm trying to think of like I'm drawing a blank entirely. I'm like, oh, was it something embarrassing happened? What went on this week? Blah, blah, blah. Nothing, man. I'm like,
are you reading anything?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Sarah H. Mass has written this story. Now, do not just buckle up and let's not do any judging here. It's like they're like sexual fairy fantasies.
they're about the
fairy world and there's like real danger there. There's this like human that kind of like gets swept into the fairy world and she's like, oh, what's
You're
going on here?
About some freaky fairy.
I'm reading freaky fairy fiction, girl. Yes. And I'm glad
freaky
I put it out there.
Freaky fairy fiction?
Yeah. And it's, I'm reading the second book, which I wish I could remember. I don't have it with me. It's like the Days of Mist and Fury. I don't know. It's like, I will have it by the end of this. I will. I'll look it
that
up.
That is It's so good.
John, my husband gave it to me. And I was like, okay, whatever. I think I told you about the time that we were watching a sci-fi. It had fairies in it. And this like woman, buxom lady was like looking out and she was like looking around because her castle was being invaded. And John turned to me and he's like, do you think she's going to get an arrow in one of those boobs? And I was like, you are disgusting. But I just, because she had big boobs, so we thought she was going to get an arrow.
I think you told that anonymously.
I did. It was my story. It was my husband and I. But to this day, I'm like, okay, so he's really into fairies. So then he like passed me this book. I'm like, oh my God, whatever. And then I was like, brr.
Next, you got to get some little fairy wings. You got to get a little fairy outfit.
Some like all black contacts, just all black pupils. That's what it looks like. Oh, yeah, because
fairies
like.
Are like creepy little iridescent creatures, right? Skin, like they're not like Tinkerbell. Sharp they're like. Teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm doing it. Halloween's around the corner.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Exciting. Ooh.
So that's it. I'm glad you asked me about that. I'm glad the world knows about this, that I'm just reading fairy porn, basically.
Thank Great. You so Great. Much for making me spill my guts on that.
Thank you so much. Now I go back as you were.
Okay. I'll kick us off. I'll kick us off. Because where do you go from freaky fairies? Okay.
I don't know. Let's go. See. All right.
My first story comes from Quora, and Maria S. writes, "This by far is the most embarrassing moment in my life, and it took place about 20 years ago when I was 19 years old. I'd moved from Sweden to Munich in Germany a few months earlier, and the housing situation here was really bad. Finding an apartment was completely impossible, and you were constantly sharing flats with all sorts of crazy people. At this point, I'd been renting a room from this huge Italian guy with a tank top, ponytail, and about 10 thick gold chains around his neck for a while."
Wow. All right.
"It was a two-room flat where he lived in one room and I lived in the other. We shared a bath and chatted about the weather when we occasionally ran into each other, which was seldom since he worked at night and slept during the day. There were a million warning bells, but I was young and naive and thought he was probably a good guy inside, just trying to look badass. Well, he wasn't a good guy at all.
Oh, no.
As it turned out, he was actually a pimp and a drug dealer.
Oh, God.
On the most embarrassing day of my life, I just moved out of his place into another apartment. In the morning, the police went to his apartment, kicked the door in, scared the living daylights out of everyone in there, searched the apartment, and cuffed everyone and took them to the station.
So wait.
Including the poor Polish girl who had just moved into my old room."
So that would have been no her? Idea. That would have been mm-hmm. her. She would have just been cuffed.
Yep.
That's crazy.
"I had no idea about this drama. I went to work as always, and after work, I went into the city center and bought new underwear. I had a brand new boyfriend, and I wanted to spoil him the way 19-year-old girls spoil their boyfriends. Lace, push-up bras, G-string, everything a guy could ask for."
Oh, I failed on that one. That was a granny fanny delight. I'm letting it all hang out today. Anyway, go on.
It was a granny panty delight. Just killed me.
Granny panty
Wait,
delight.
Wait, but at 19, you were a granny panty delight too?
Oh, at 19? 100% comfort. Definite panty lines. Definite panty lines.
At 19.
But you get it, girl.
Granny
you
panty
get it.
Delight.
She's like, you know, get you always it. Spoil your boyfriends. I'm like, still wearing the same bra I got like when I was 13. Go on. Jockey all the way, baby. Go on.
I'm crying. Okay. "I went home. I called my boyfriend and told him to come over since I've got a surprise for you. Wink, wink. He told me he'd be right over, and I decided to put the underwear on and surprise him at the door because what could possibly go wrong doing that? At this point, the police were already on their way to my new apartment. What? They'd found out that a Swedish girl was sharing a flat with the Italian pimp they had just arrested, and they wanted to question me.
Get out.
I didn't
here.
Know this, of course. So 5 minutes after I had called my boyfriend, I heard a car pull up into the driveway. I was surprised he managed to drive all the way to my place in 5 minutes, but on the other hand, he was 22 years old, expecting a dirty surprise, so I figured he must have stepped on it for obvious reasons." She's like, damn, he got here fast.
He like hockey stops.
Yeah, he's like,
you're like doing like mud, like swirlies in the driveway.
"As I heard his footsteps on the stairs, I positioned myself in the doorway in the most inviting way I could think of, wearing nothing more than my new underwear. I'm going to leave the exact pose to your imagination. Then I swung the door open and looked straight into the face of a police officer who was just about to knock on the door. In order for you to understand just how embarrassing this was, forget about the young, hot police officer you have in your mind and imagine a typical German police officer. He was old enough to be my dad, had a small mustache and a stern face.
Oh my
God. He raised
God.
His left eyebrow about a half centimeter and asked me, 'Expecting someone?' Which I promptly answered with, 'No, because why make a bad situation worse by lying?'"
This is saying no. This is how She's I always like, look.
Yeah,
She's
no,
like, I'm just going to go get some milk in the refrigerator.
To make a long story short, it took me about 4 hours of questioning at the police station until I convinced them that I was actually making my money selling biodynamic bread in a bakery, not selling sex. Because the guy was
because she was in her lingerie.
Yes, so he's like, oh, duh. Obviously, you guys were working together. Like, he's your pimp, and we're going to get all the info. And she's like, no. I swear, I just sell biodynamic bread. Yeah.
Wow.
Awkward. Very awkward.
You know what? I got to say, those Craigslist roommate situations, I've definitely answered a Craigslist ad and became a roommate with someone there who was fantastic. But, I mean, you don't know what you're getting into. She's selling biodynamic bread, and this guy's pimping a pimp? I mean,
yeah, she said
there
was like no housing there. So she just had to like take what she got. And he like was never home. He always worked nights. So it was just like in passing. And
that's
she finally
crazy.
Got out of there. But yeah.
But I mean, just that is such a like that's checkmate, right? It's a checkmate that she just opens the door and she's in her underwear and they're going to go question her like, are you a prostitute?
Exactly. I know.
Like
she's
so
like,
mad.
No. I'm not waiting for anyone, and no.
And I wonder if her boyfriend came home while she was being questioned, you know, came
he
for the dirty
to,
surprise.
I'm sure. Unless they, like, literally, like, cuffed her in her underwear and, like, dragged her.
She's, like, sitting there, like, in, like, custody, just like, okay, so I sell biodynamic bread. There's, like, a,
they're like
a little
really,
thong.
Yeah, we believe you.
Oh, my God. That is good. That's a great one, actually.
I know.
That's
isn't that
a
crazy?
Great one. It's just, like, everything lines up perfect, like, just domino effect. Bam, bam, bam. Perfect. Oh, so embarrassing. Okay. This is from Reddit, and Seneca Roll writes, my dad had this trashy backyard wedding that nobody wanted to be at. That's the first sentence. I was only there.
My dad had a trashy backyard wedding. That's hilarious.
That no one wanted to be at. I was only there because my grandma made me go. Everyone was in casual clothes, which is cool. My dad wore an old, dirty Walmart graphic tee to his own wedding. The only one who was really dressed up was my highly religious aunt, who was the only person who wasn't immediate family that showed up. When it was time for the I do's, instead of just saying it, he chugged a beer, flipped a coin, and said, I guess.
That's okay. Great.
Like, I guess he chugged a beer. That takes a long time. That's like a huge pause. Nobody laughed, and it was insanely awkward. The bride looked like she was about to cry, and my whole family was embarrassed. And in the middle of the beer chugging, my aunt yelled, Michael, no, before the beer even touched his lips.
That's her brother, I guess. Like, that's
out.
Her brother.
Yeah. She's like, Michael, no. And he's like, chugs a beer.
She's got her, like, fancy little church hat on and her, like,
yes,
nice little outfit.
Her gloves and, like, her purse.
She's ready.
Her Bible. Yeah. Isn't
Michael,
that bad?
No. I want to give her a southern accent. Michael, no. I picture her also like the White Lotus character.
Oh, yes. Parker Posey.
Michael, no. Parker Posey. Yeah, she's saying it.
Oh,
I see it.
I can picture that now too. Yeah, but I mean, I just like the Walmart graphic tee and then the flipping the coin and saying, I guess. Like, that's some state. That is some performance, right? It's confusing because you're like, so you don't care, but you do, but you put, is that the... Are those your vows? Did you work on those?
I guess
you
know? She was like probably pressuring him, and he was like, fine.
I guess. Let's get drunk and do it.
Get this damn thing done.
Okay. Yep.
My next story comes from Cora, and Craig D writes, my friend was teaching a PE class that I was taking at a local gym. It was a pretty big class with the group mostly made up of macho athletic men. Before this particular class, my friend hadn't done laundry for several days, and so most of the shorts he would normally wear were dirty. He dug deep into his drawer and found an old pair of nylon shorts that he decided to wear to teach the class in that day. He thought nothing of it because they still fit him. He arrived at the gym, went into the locker room, and changed from his regular pants into the nylon shorts. Again, they seemed to fit fine, so he thought everything was fine. Then the class started. To start with, he led the class in a series of warm-ups, and one of the things he had us do was jumping jacks.
Oh, no.
It soon became apparent why these old shorts were buried at the bottom of his drawer. As he was leading us in the jumping jacks, the elastic on the shorts snapped, causing them to fall down in front of the entire class. I love, like, jumping jacks is such a funny thing to picture your pants
it's
falling
so
down.
Funny.
To make matters worse, he decided to wear bikini briefs that day. Since the class was mostly made up of macho guys who were a boxer brief crowd, it was hysterical to them to see their teacher in what looked essentially to them as man panties. My friend struggled to keep his shorts up, but every time he pulled them back up, they fell back down as soon as he started to do a jumping jack. Eventually, it got to the point where he couldn't keep them up at all. They would fall back down if he even moved a muscle. He didn't know what to do because he couldn't just run away and go home. He was the teacher. You got to teach the class in your pants. He got to the point where he essentially hobbled away holding the shorts back to the locker room and got the belt he'd been wearing with the pants he'd changed out of for the class. He proceeded to wrap the belt around the nylon shorts and pull it really tight so the belt would keep his shorts up for the rest of the class. He's a great guy and a great teacher, and everyone in the class loves him, but he's been given a hard time about this incident ever since. It goes without saying he didn't necessarily walk out of the gym with his dignity that day.
I pictured like bright yellow. I don't know, because of Borat maybe, but like I pictured like a bright yellow like banana hammock.
He's just do, and they're just falling down every time. There's something doing so the funny. Jacks.
So funny about pants falling down in front of everyone. It's just always so funny.
But the fact that they just wouldn't stay at all and he continued to try to do jumping jacks is the funniest thing to me. Like everybody watched them fall like 10 times before he was like, okay, I need to do something about this. At that point, I'd probably just be like, okay, you guys keep going with the jumping jacks. Yeah. You know what a jumping jack is. You've got it. Do like 10 more, you know, like whatever.
Yeah, and then you just go, figure it out.
Because I've had a lot of, you know, I haven't been to a workout class in a million years, but
I haven't either.
Plenty of teachers who they like start you off doing something and then they just go around and they just watch you. Like you're just doing what it is. They're not like doing it the whole time. So the fact that he kept trying to do the jumping jacks and they're just falling the whole time.
It's like so funny. It's endless hope. It's endless hope.
It is. And right? Maybe this time they'll stay. Maybe if I jump wide, if I starfish out wide enough, I can like keep them up.
I can keep them up. So you're like, if you like throw your hip out.
He's doing like a cheerleading herky like up in the air with his jumping jacks.
Is that what that's called? A herky? Did you cheerlead?
I did, but a herky is actually where you do this. I said the wrong word. He was just like,
and you could do that?
Just doing like full splits. I used to be able to.
Who knows
what I can do now? This is a herky. You can't see my video, but that's a herky where one leg's straight out and one's curved behind you.
Yep.
But he would be doing, he would be essentially like trying to do splits, is what I'm picturing to keep.
Wow. That didn't work out.
It didn't.
That is funny.
It sure didn't.
All right. Well, this is Charlie from Arkansas who wrote us, and he writes, times are tough these days and everything's expensive. My wife recently began donating plasma, which can bring in a significant amount of extra income depending on how much you do it. Now, there was an offer recently of $200 for anyone who hadn't donated and a $100 bonus for the referral. My wife and I had some repairs on our car coming up, and we thought, what the hell? Sign me up. If I did it and she got that referral money, we walk with $300, a little under half of what our repairs cost. Bam, that's $300.
Wait, but she would have to do it too, right?
Yeah.
She just gets
a referral fee. So it's like he does it, $200 for him for the first time, and then she gets $100 for the referral. We were all set and feeling pretty great about this. The only stumbling block is that I hate needles. So I go in, give the plasma, and I'm waiting and recovering when I start to feel a bit queasy. I'm a pretty pale guy naturally, but a nearby nurse took one look at me and her eyes went wide. Sweat dripped into my eyes. Sir, if you feel sick, I can bring you a trash can. Would you like me to bring you a trash can? Shaking now, I nodded yes. And then I threw up and went down like a rag doll.
Oh, no.
I have never passed out before. I woke up to three nurses over me trying to sit me upright, each one holding one of my arms and the other on my back. It was Weekend at Bernie's funny. I felt like a sack of bricks and couldn't find my strength. Vomit surrounded me. When I got home, I told my wife and she laughed, thinking I was kidding. She felt pretty bad when she realized that I was not kidding. And that was the last time I ever donated plasma. Isn't that sad?
Sad, did you get the money?
Oh,
did
they got the money? They got the payout for sure. I mean, he did it. He donated.
Did you get that cold hard cash? Then you did it. You succeeded. You're a success.
Yeah,
it doesn't
go get
matter
those repairs.
If you pooped. Doesn't matter if you pass out. Doesn't matter if you pooped your pants.
Doesn't matter if you vomited. You just added that in. You're like, doesn't matter if you peed everywhere.
Does it matter? Okay. You got that cold hard cash. You did it. You are a success, my
You're
friend.
You're a hero, okay. my friend.
You're a hero. Okay. And you got that car fixed. You did what you needed to do. I have a freaking crack in my windshield that I got to get fixed on Tuesday. I think it's from the weather because it literally appeared out of nowhere and it's just like a long split. It's big though. Like the whole windshield has to be replaced. Oh, it's like God. This big. Just oh, up God. The middle. It was a rock, and now it's probably. Starting. Now it's starting to curve. No, because a rock, you'll see like a little, you'll see an impact point, you know, like sometimes yeah. it'll like spider
so what do you think
out,
it is?
You'll see a little mark. It can be from weather. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I had a convertible. I had a Spider Eclipse. I nice. Loved it so much. I had a Spider Eclipse convertible. And the back window, so the convertible top was like a fabric and then it had a small back window. One day I was like pulling my car into the driveway and I thought somebody like shot at me. The entire thing exploded,
oh my
but
God.
It was from the heat. So I'm bringing the car from California and I think like, you know, we had all that extreme cold and snow and whatever right. that it's not used to.
It
so sometimes that can just cause it to split.
Jeez,
it's a sensitive,
crazy.
Glass is a sensitive little thing. So yeah, I can get
wow.
a new windshield. Anyway, wow. sidebar well, on that, car repairs.
That's wild. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay. My next story comes from Cora and Bill Hackett writes, many years ago, as I was getting ready to leave for college, Dad suggested we all go out for dinner one last time. We were going to a fancy place, which Dad said, you can tell the fancy ones because they have pretzels on the table in a dish. I was like, oh, okay.
That's cute.
It was cute. It was a nice family place, not crowded at all that particular evening, and there were five of us, my mom, my dad, my two sisters, and myself. My dad was always a bit of a class clown in school, which really annoyed my mom when she first met him. Dad decides he's going to show us a few tricks to lighten the mood. He showed us before, but he would lick his fingers and try to snuff out the candle on the table using just his fingers. He'd always nice. Say, can you do this?
That's awesome.
It's so hilarious. It took him a few attempts to snuff out the candle without getting his fingers burnt. With the candle now smoldering and smoking, my mom was super annoyed, as we were too, and she said, you better light that candle before the waitress gets back. So Dad, chuckling as he said, okay, just a second. Dad's now getting all the attention that he so craves, and he's on a roll. He stands up and gets the matches out of his pocket and says to us kids, hoping to impress, have you guys ever seen someone light a match on their ass?
Okay.
This is at the nice restaurant, okay?
These are their kids, right?
This is his kids, yeah.
He's like, are you ready to see daddy light a match on his ass?
Yes. The mom's like, oh, sweet Jesus. The kids are like, oh, God,
why
fuck.
Did I say that?
They're like, you're just too much. We all sheepishly and embarrassed said, no.
Yeah, like.
He said, watch this. Dad hunched over a bit as he reached back to bring the head of the match across his fanny and hip. Strike one. Strike two.
Oh, my God.
Strike three.
No, you're
strike
out.
Four. He's just standing up in the restaurant, like just swiping this match across his ass in front of everyone. And the kids are like, oh, my God.
He can't get it done. There's nothing funnier than a dad being like, watch this, kiddos. This is what I'm famous for. And they can't do
and
it.
And he did that the first time with the turn putting that. He's like, you ever done this? Can you do this? And they're like, it took several tries for him to do it. He's like, watch this. You ever seen this? I'm like, is their dad 12? Like, what's
yeah,
happening?
Seriously.
What is happening? He looks at the match that he still hasn't lit. He hunches over again, draws back with his hand, and places it on his ass. By this time, the match was pretty hot, and the match was ready to light.
No.
As he dragged it across the material on the back of his pants, the match lit and busted into flames with a fairly loud psh.
What?
It burned a hole in his pants just behind his wallet pocket.
It just like lit his butt on fire. Like it lit,
lit
his, back
his ass on fire in the restaurant in front
what?
Of everyone. Not expecting it to light, he quickly jumped up from his hunch position and exclaimed in a very loud voice, Jesus! With his pants still smoldering and smoking. Every eye in the place was on him. We got up shaking our heads and we moved to another table like we didn't know him. It was embarrassing.
What? So he's just like, am I supposed to join you guys? Hey, family, where yeah. are you going?
They're like, we don't know you. We don't claim him. Bye. They're like,
he's,
no.
I love that he's just like, just kept trying. And then he lights his butt on fire and screams, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He's oh like, my
you
God.
You've seen this?
So
you've seen this?
Yeah,
I love it.
I gotta meet that guy. I love that. That is
you
so unique.
That guy. We've all met, like, I know I've had friends before that just has like an embarrassing dad like that, that is like over the top, like,
well, there's tricks like and, that, like, you know, yeah,
like the silly, goofy stuff.
Yeah. I saw this clip recently about this guy. It was in a Hollywood movie and he had a cigarette and he dips this lady and he opens his mouth and he puts the cigarette in his mouth, still lit, kisses her and pulls it back out and it's still lit and like pulls away. That is a party trick right there.
Ooh.
I know. It's pretty gross. Probably tasted gross. And smelled like
she's like
absolute ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So
that ashtray kiss.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I better be getting paid for this. Okay. So my next story is from Reddit.
And it's probably AI.
It might have been. These days. You never know, man. Oh.
These days it was. Everything is. Not. We're all getting duped. Left and right.
I know, man. I know I am. All right.
What do you mean that polar bear can't play soccer? I think he can.
I know. I posted something recently because I thought it was real. The Price is Right and the lady did the pole vault and she like,
pole vaulted. Those are hilarious. I was like, they're so bad, but they're so funny.
But then I realized it wasn't real. And I was
they're like beyond fake. Some of the Price is Right ones, they're so funny.
I know, it's so funny.
They're so stupid. It's hilarious.
All right. Well, my next story is from Reddit. Hopefully it's real. And
you thought the pole vault.
I thought it was real. I'm like, that's really embarrassing. Post.
I am dead.
Because his face is even like, whoa. And you're like, this is amazing.
I'm dead. It's so funny.
I got big duped. My next story is from Reddit. And Efficient Depth 6975 writes, I was 16 years old at my first job. I worked at a small grocery store. The three ladies that I worked with were always teasing me because I was a shy young boy. They would hug me and smack my ass when nobody was around. Okay.
Oh, inappropriate.
Like,
okay.
That's not good. I got an eye full of down blouse bras and boobs. I didn't mind at all. This is like such a yo-yo. It's like so like flip-floppy. We parked behind the store in assigned parking spots. After every rush was my lunch break. They'd tell me that I could take a 45-minute break instead of the half hour. I walked in the store after break once, and the office door was slightly open. I'd never seen this office where money was counted. I saw my truck on the camera monitor. I realized that these ladies had been watching me all summer. A camera was in a sign on the brick wall. They had to see me drop my pants and jerk off in my truck over 100 times.
Ew, shut up. They had the camera positioned on his truck?
No.
Like he always parked in the same
spot? Guess.
Or
I guess
they had a camera in his truck? Or
no, they had
what?
A camera. Like there was a camera on the parking lot like you do, right? But then I think they might have managed it to like
or whatever.
Just focus on his spot. So they could, so they saw him jerking off. But also,
like,
what
why
are you
is
doing?
He jerking off in his car?
Why are you doing that? He was 16. He was a 16-year-old boy.
He was 16.
But
he makes
still.
Some bad decisions.
So he writes, I left work early because I was so embarrassed. I called off the next day and then quit over the phone. I never went to that grocery store again. Can you imagine?
Yikes.
But, like, come on, dude. Don't do that.
Ew, but that's so pervy. He's, like, 16. They're, like... Predators.
They like, creepos. Yeah, well, they like slap his butt.
Yeah, yeah, they're slapping his ass and putting their boobs
just
in his face.
Just a wacky community.
Jeez. Creepy creepos. Okay. My last story is anonymous, and he writes, in sixth grade, which is the final year of primary school in Switzerland, we had to act in a play. I was involved in writing the script and everything, so I also got the role I wanted. It consisted of a short dialogue, then sitting in the dark stage for 10 minutes, then a rather long dialogue. After the second dialogue, we were to sit put on the dark side stage for a good 15 minutes. The play ran two times, once for the school students and the video camera, and once for all the parents and siblings. During the first show, the following happened. My 11-year-old self thought that as I was sitting in the dark, I wasn't visible to the audience.
I love this.
My nose was heavily clogged. So while sitting in the dark side of the stage after my first dialogue, I started picking away.
Oh, God. No.
Heavily. Like absurdly heavily. Apparently, I couldn't get out what I wanted to get out.
You were digging for treasure.
And after the second dialogue, I did the same thing for 10 more minutes.
10 minutes?
Only, so he did it 10 minutes both times.
What are you doing, dude?
Only after the play finished did the teacher pull me to the side and tell me it had all been visible to the whole school in camera. There was quite a bit of mockery directed at me until the end of the school year. And of course, the tape was sent out to everyone in the class during summer holidays.
That's so embarrassing.
I'm not sure if anyone I still see from time to time remembers. Obviously, I'm not going to bring it up.
Oh, he got a nickname that day. There's definitely a nickname.
I hate to tell you, dude, but they remember.
You are the kid who picked his nose for 20 minutes.
Yes. A lot of times people are engrossed in themselves, but there's those formative things that happen in elementary school and like middle school that you remember and you're the nose picking kid for the rest of your life. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, but you brought that on yourself. Also,
20 solid minutes of hardcore digging. That's what was happening.
If I'm that kid's parents, I'm like, oh God, Randy, like, please.
But I'm like, really,
stop.
The teacher waited till it's already been videoed after the first one or after 2 solid minutes of him digging up in there. I'd be like,
yeah, I would kick him. I would kick him. I mean, I would just be like, yeah, I would just wave
dark.
My hands.
She could have scurried to the side and been like, hey, everyone can see what you're doing. Because he's like, oh, I'm shadowed out over here. I'm just going to dig away.
Was he sitting next to someone? Couldn't the person next to him be like, ew, please stop?
I think he just thought it was dark and no one could see him. But literally, they could see everything.
That is so embarrassing.
And the camera saw it all. But the fact that not only could they see it is bad enough, but it was videotaped and sent out to everyone. And they should send it in to America's Funniest Home Videos.
They should. And then they should zoom in.
If that's still going, like, that would be... That'd be a thing on
I don't
there.
Know if it's still going. I was
digging for gold for all that time.
Yeah, digging for gold, man. Well, I guess that he stood out that day. You know what I mean? Stood out as a rebel. It's one to watch. I bet people put Kleenex on his desk all the time.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he had all kinds of names.
Yeah, handkerchief. Booker, they named him handkerchief. Something. Hank. Okay, Boogie. So my last story is from a website called Legal Nomads. And Jody Ettenberg, she's a travel writer. She writes, I visited Argentina for the first time the year before I started working as a lawyer in New York City. Up until that point, my Spanish vocabulary consisted of very basic words I learned and strung together while visiting Spain. It was in Barcelona, in between tapas and wine, that I learned some phrases that kept me afloat in more rural areas. Where's the bathroom? How are you? I'm from Canada. My name is Jody. Where can I take the bus? It was the latter sentence that got me into trouble in Argentina. Coming off a long bus ride, I couldn't find my connecting bus. I approached two men wearing the Andesmar uniform. I don't know what that is. Maybe.
I don't know what that is. Should have looked it up. Is that like a cop maybe or something? Andesmar?
Yeah, let's go with that.
I don't know.
Thinking that they might know. Permiso, ¿dónde puedo coger el bus? I asked timidly. I thought what I was asking was, where can I take the bus? I was met with raucous laughter. You do. Okay. Yeah. And he goes, ¿Dónde quieres, chica? One of them said. Confusion reigned until I remembered what my friends in Uruguay told me coger was slang for to fuck.
Yeah, because coger in
Spanish. Is that how you say it? Coger?
Coger.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. Oops, coger. Screw that up. God damn.
Coger.
Coger. So I basically asked, where could I fuck the bus? Which led to the mirthful, mocking response of, wherever you like, lady. Face flushed with shame, I blurted out, lo siento, estoy tanto embarazada. The gentleman doubled over with laughter once again. One looked me up and down slowly and drawled, I think not. Pienso que no, I don't know. And that was how I learned that in Spanish, embarazada is the word for pregnant. Yeah. Not for embarrassed. Did you know that?
She said, where can I fuck the bus? I'm so pregnant.
I'm so pregnant. Mm. They're like, what? Yeah. So she said, I was appalled to manage not one, but two disastrous language mistakes. To assuage my shame, I wrote a group email back to friends and family at home. I did the impossible. I not only asked to have sex with the bus, but insisted that I was pregnant while doing so. That's pretty funny. Common misconception, I guess. Common misunderstanding, I guess. Those words sound like embarrassment. It sounds like embarazada. But it means pregnant.
Yeah.
It's weird. I've never attempted to get around in a different country. So, yeah.
You haven't? No, you said
I spoke a little French in France, but I did. That's it.
I learned conversational French and English. I mean, French and English. I'm still learning English. French and Italian conversationally. But you didn't take Spanish in school. I took
five years French.
In high school. But
I'm like, why would I take French? So stupid. I know. I took like 8 years of French. I can't remember any of it when I was there. But I didn't even dine out because I couldn't. I was so scared to talk to the waiter. This person good job, Jody. She just went good in. For she went you. Into it.
You fuck
I mean?
That bus. She's you like, do what do you gotta bus? Do.
Make yourself
hey,
stand
where
out.
Fuck a bus. I'm trying to fuck a bus right now. I'm pregnant. Where do I fuck a bus? That like, bus got me pregnant. Get out of here.
She just yeah. doubles down.
You got to be careful. Buses can get you pregnant. They're
whoa, Katie. A lot. Story for another time.
Another time.
That's our
and
show.
That's our show. We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beat red, you can email us at beatredpodcast@gmail.com.
And please keep those emails coming. We love it when you write to us, and we love it when you call us and tell us your own stories. And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in the show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join us!
Join them!
See you next week.